This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. Monday. So this means we're going to converse with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Gosh, it's good to be healthy and back with you.
Were you unhealthy? Were you not healthy there for a minute or something? Or was it me?
I was working out hard. I was sore for a few days. I can't blame any of that on the coronavirus or anything close to it. The stock market should not take a dive simply because I was sore.
Yeah, that's what I would think, too. But that's beside the point. The stock market didn't take a dive today because of me or you being sore. They took a market because Russia and Saudi Arabia can't figure out an oil price, and they're letting it crater. So,
yep.
But we should enjoy the low prices while we can.
That's right. I was making jokes on Facebook. You know, if I were at all inclined to travel, I'd look at low oil prices and the coronavirus and go, I need to book a really nice vacation for this summer at record low prices.
I would tend to agree, except that you do have to travel in a tube for something like that.
I get it.
I'm waiting to see, now normally by this time, for the NRA annual meeting.
Right.
They've updated the app. And they haven't updated the app, and I'm wondering if they're going to, maybe cancel the NRA annual meeting.
Or maybe Ackerman McQueen used to handle that for NRA.
That's a possibility, too. That's a very good possibility.
NRA has to learn to tie its own shoes now that it's a grown-up.
Yeah. But, I mean, are you going to go? You are going to go, given what's going on.
Oh, sure.
Okay. I don't know if I'm going to go now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we have time to sort it out.
Sure. Time to sort it out. I need to have a couple of chats with a few people and just see what's in it for the... I would be one of those adults that would be at risk.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Could be worse, but... Yeah, right. No, oh, yeah. I get it entirely. Yeah. I wrote, and a friend of mine from Ohio, we were talking, and I said, you know, your gun laws are sort of okay, but they cost lives. And she turned at me and she said, how many? And I went, okay, I can figure that out. And so you inspired me. I wrote an article about it that came out today.
Okay.
We will jump in. Might have to finish it next segment.
That's fine.
But Ohio has, you know, sort of average gun control laws, average concealed carry rates. Not bad. One out of 18 citizens have their permit there. But, wow, that hides a terrible truth. The concealed carry laws in Ohio disarmed over 1 million eligible adults. And that has huge effects. It causes exactly the sort of conditions you'd expect. when you deny the right of armed defense to that many law-abiding citizens. It means we had thousands of unarmed victims and hundreds of additional rape victims who were disarmed when they were attacked. And you really have to answer or ask the question, could that possibly be worth it? To get precise, it's like 5.4% with their permits there. And then you have to kind of put that into perspective, because in theory, 6 out of 10 of us could get our permit. Obviously, we don't. You know, some people, it's not all of us. Some are too young, too old. Some have, you know, legal offenses that keep them from getting a permit. But then you have to look at the rest of the U.S. About 20 million of us here have our permits. That doesn't include the 17 million who are eligible to carry without a permit because they're in constitutional carry states.
Right.
And people say that constitutional or permitless carry is dangerous, but it's interesting. They never mention that the amount of training in constitutional carry states goes up. It turns out that state permit was considered a floor. Everybody acted like, oh, now I'm good. And if I say, how much training do you want before you feel responsible to carry a lethal tool in public? People don't stop at that state minimum. No. They go farther than if it's there. That says a lot about the character of concealed carriers. And, of course, you know, carry rates vary from essentially zero in Hawaii and places like New Jersey, but we don't find those states to be safer. Hawaii has a higher than average rate of violent crime. New Jersey has 5 cities in the 100 most dangerous cities in the U.S. So gun prohibition doesn't bring peace. In contrast, a state like Alabama has the highest carry rate, about a third of eligible adults. But that isn't the highest rate we find. About half of eligible adults in some Pennsylvania counties have their permits. Constitutional carry, we think, would kind of fall somewhere in between. But how does any of that make Ohio safer? Ohio requires 8 hours and $120 to get your permit. That doesn't seem like a lot. But now, let's compare it to Ohio being more like an average state, more like Alabama, not as good as Pennsylvania, not constitutional carry, just better for a shall-issue state, and we find out that Ohio disarmed 1.1 million eligible, meaning law-abiding adults. Let's put that in perspective. Those are the eligible adults in Columbus, Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Toledo combined. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
What do you think would happen if we disarmed the honest adults, the law-abiding, you know, citizens, potential victims in those cities? Well, we know. We know exactly.
Yeah, you know, when they ask this question, I mean, your undertaking, what you're trying to do here, is very, very difficult. It's really hard to do. And I see the way you're trying to do it, and that is not an angle I would have thought of, and it's actually a very good angle. But, so there, whoever you were having this discussion with wanted to know how many.
How right? many people were disarmed? How many of them became victims? How many of them died? Ohio.
Well, I tell you what, we got a little better.
Oh, that's right.
We got 17 seconds. So let's we'll continue this discussion, because this is a fascinating discussion, because there's 2 or 3 ways you could do this, and I like the way you're doing it, but I won't tell you the way I would do it. But anyway, and Rob, of course, you can find his stuff at Slow Facts WordPress blog. From there goes to ClashDaily.com, and from there to Ammo Land. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Or... Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
And welcome back. I guess we're going to have us a little conversation about that last ad just played on my show, aren't we? Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. We are talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. We were talking about how many lives might be lost due to gun control. Here's the first thing I would do with this person that you were having this discussion with. I would first ask, so if I show you mathematically how this would work, or how this is, because all of this is conjecture, because where they don't allow guns, it's sort of hard to make that call, because you got to figure out how many people could actually own a gun, and how many people could actually pass it, pass the background check, are likely to own a gun and everything. You got to do a little bit of presumptions there.
Right.
But the one thing I would be telling them they need to do is, so if I prove this to you, will you believe me?
Okay.
Even though they're not going to believe me. No matter what, no matter what I prove to him, I just would do that just cause.
I think it was an honest question. In this case, the individual thinks that firearms prohibition doesn't work. They wanted to know, ooh, how bad is it? Because they thought, oh, you know, Ohio's, we're okay. No, that's Oklahoma. No, our gun control laws aren't too onerous. I mean, we're not New Jersey after all. Absolutely true. But you're not Alabama. You're not Oklahoma. You're not a constitutional carry state. So you disarmed 1.1 million people. You had 4,000 disarmed victims of violent crime a year, including 300 rape victims who would have been armed if you had let them carry like they do. In Alabama, 57 murder victims were disarmed out of that 1.1 million. You can argue with it, but that's like saying you can't prove it. No, it's just like insurance rates. I just claim that tomorrow is going to be another average day. Next year is going to be another average year. And 57 murder victims will never get a chance to complain that you disarmed them. Wow. What do you think is a better argument to someone who's sympathetic but is kind of complacent at the same time?
Well, the first thing I would do is I would take the CDC figures, which are 3 million defensive gun uses per year.
There you go.
And I would point out and I would say, so that's 3 million.
Oh.
You know, let's cut that in half. We'll cut that in half just for the sake of argument.
Okay.
So we're saying 1.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
Violent crimes stopped by gun owners, gun owners. So taking that, looking at that, and that's nationwide, so that's about 3,500 per day where people are allowed to have a gun. Now, we would have to go in there and do the math and figure out how many states absolutely don't and break it down, you know, like however many states there are that do, and say, so there's so many per state. We're doing a mathematical thing. And then point out, so if there's so many per state and we're doing it this way, in Hawaii, this isn't stopped. And in California, for the most part, this isn't stopped. And for Maryland, it's not stopped. And in New York, for the most part, it's not stopped. And in, in Illinois and in New Jersey, it's not stopped. So then the next question I ask, if it saves one life, is it worth it? Because that's the thing, isn't that where they tell it? Well, if it saves one life, it's worth it, right?
And the usual glib comeback is, oh, but what about all the lives we saved with gun control? And then we have to say, you mean like California and New Jersey are so much safer? We're not seeing the lives saved. Not when we look. We can find examples that are, in fact, scary. Baltimore and Maryland, incredible gun control. All right. I like the way you think. Thank you.
Well, the other thing, you know, I would look at the states, because John Lott probably has, you know, he says that 50-something percent of the crime happens in 2% of the counties. I would look where those are, that 2% of the counties, and it would probably correlate with the states that don't allow guns for the most part. And then I just look at that, and I'd say, well, and then I just do I just add up those murder victims,
right.
even though we already know they're probably drug related,
right? And you're right, Cleveland is classic in that regard. It's known for its gang problems, and it's not in the St. Louis and Baltimore range, but it's up there, absolutely.
So,
somebody in Connecticut asked a similar question when they said they were going to tax ammunition. You know, what could it hurt? And I'm going, oh, come on. Similar sort of question. Maybe we'll talk about that. We don't have time to jump into that quite yet.
We can set the stage. We have about a minute and 40 seconds.
All right. Again, somebody asked me, what does it hurt if you tax ammunition? They were talking about 100% tax, a 50% tax. I think they proposed a 35% tax in Connecticut.
Well, first of all, it's racist because they're going after, you know, we keep hearing about how they're going after playing identity politics. So, you know, we're the ones that make it to where black people can't get their due, and women don't make as much money as we do, as guys and everything else. So it's racist and it's misogynist to do that, because I hate to say this, but black America is rising as a conservative force.
Yep.
And a lot of these people are gun owners. And welcome to my fold. Welcome to our fold. I'm glad to have you. I'm happy to have you. I'm pleased to have you. But the rest of this, all this other stuff that they throw out there, it's a tax on ammunition.
Do you think that's why the Connecticut Democrats want to make it harder for poor women to train and own a firearm?
I think they
want to
make,
keep them in the Democrat fold?
Well, but that's just shows their short-sightedness. They're not even thinking along those lines. Thinking along those lines. I mean, women... The war on women, right? Who's that supposed to be? Who's supposed to be running that one? That's supposed to be me and you, right? We're Republicans and conservatives, so we have the war on women, and at the same time, but don't worry, you can't afford that ammo.
In that case, we're arming the enemy, and we love it when they come armed.
That's right. Coming up on the next break, we'll talk about where you can find Mr. Morse when we get back, because we don't have time to do that now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Dow is closing down over 2,000 points amid plunging oil prices and coronavirus fears. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 2,013 points to finish at 23,851. As far as just how low we can go, Bob Iacino is a CME trader. He tells Fox News,
I think we're very near the bottom here, and my reasoning behind that is this is not going to be completely untouched and left alone by the Trump administration. These targeted stimulus packages are going to happen, especially because we're in an election year.
Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz is the latest Republican lawmaker who is self-quarantining after coming in contact with someone who tested positive for the coronavirus. He joins Representatives Doug Collins of Georgia and Congressman Paul Gosar of Arizona, along with Senator Ted Cruz of Texas. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Rob Morse, getting ready to go into the next topic. Let's go.
Yeah, I was thinking about Connecticut Democrats and their tax on minority women becoming gun owners. Think about it. Young women are the most trade upon sector of society.
Yep.
Most men, 90% of the time, are stronger than women. More urban women take public transportation, particularly late at night. Wow. Wow. I mean, that helps explain why minority women are so often assaulted, raped, and murdered. And they're less likely to go armed. That's a cultural factor that we're reversing in record numbers. Young, minority, urban women are the fastest growing segment of gun ownership. And yet here's Connecticut Democrats going, we want to, put huge taxes on you. Now, again, they went for 100%. They've proposed 50. I think 35% is where they think they can get it passed. And I just think Connecticut Democrats want easy scapegoats.
Well, here's the question. Here's the question. One, what's the tax going for? Where's the money going?
Oh, that's right. Great question. It was going to go toward a gun violence prevention scheme, meaning it's what I can use to pay off my buddies in various cities.
Ah, okay. Or they could just not have it and let people carry guns. And that's a gun violence prevention scheme there.
Yes, it is.
The next thing is, my next question would be, why are you wanting to penalize the ones that aren't committing the crime?
But see, that's just it. Oh, we need to get guns off the street, Bill.
But you're not doing anything to guns. You're doing this to ammo. And what you're doing, in California, they have a law that you can't live in California and buy ammo outside of the state.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they enforce that. Because they have that, but they do have that law. I don't know if they have like ammunition checkpoints as you come in back into the Golden State. The first thing I'd have to find out is, does Connecticut have that? Because the last time we saw something like that was in Seattle. They decided to tax handguns sold in the city limits. So every gun shop in the city limits shut down.
Right.
So they got their tax. They didn't get any money. How are they going to know who's selling? How are they going to keep track of the ammunition that's being bought and sold?
Right.
What's to stop me and my friends from, you know, we need to get enough money together, and I'm going to take my 3/4 ton truck, and we're going to go buy a pallet. We're going to cover it up. We're going to cover it with an outhouse and drive it back into the state. what is to keep that? How do they stop that?
Well, we're going to pretend that the people who move illegals through the state and who move billions of dollars of drugs through Connecticut somehow can't move a few pounds of brass and gunpowder and lead.
Okay.
We have to kind of, you know, don't look behind that curtain, Bill.
Okay, so you really want me to suspend my disbelief?
Yes. Well, or at least your ability to think critically.
Right. See,
okay, but you just gave me, thank you for your gift. We would say that gun owners, to be safe, need to touch their firearm. They need to practice. They can do it. Some dry practice. That's great. But you also have to go to the range. So wouldn't taxing the ability to practice make us less safe?
Does Connecticut, now I know they have permits in Connecticut, do they have a training requirement?
Ooh, good. So is it like a poll tax, effectively?
Yeah. If they have a training requirement. If they have a training requirement.
They used to. I don't remember if they do now. I was briefly a citizen in Connecticut. It was my first firearms permit. A long time ago. Laws have changed.
Right. So the other part I would be asking, though, is like in South Carolina, we don't have a training requirement, but we do have a qualification. It's the last thing you do.
Okay.
And, well, but like if they're taxing my ammo and I can't afford my ammo.
Right.
Or if they're taxing the ammo and they're making it, most of the time the examiner is providing you the ammo. So if he's providing the guns, or if I'm providing my own, they're making it to where I cannot finish my class. And I'm trying to learn the safe gun safety.
I get it.
It just comes down to one thing. Everything that a leftist touches, they destroy. And their road to hell is paved with the shiniest of good intentions, or so they say. This is all, but none of this is about public safety. If it was about public safety, they would be issuing guns to women.
Yes. Well, and they'd be extremely eager to have them train and carry concealed.
Yeah.
Everything we know about concealed carriers tells us that we feel the moral weight of the gun. We hate to shoot the wrong guy, and we back out of problems because we know there's a lethal tool in our pocket, and we want to avoid it if we can. So You're right. Good point. It's bigotry. It's political bigotry rather than pro safety.
Yeah, this is Dixiecrat stuff. This is Dixiecrat stuff. This is them getting out there saying, well, and have you ever noticed that whenever they want to get rid of something now, the new default is that we just tax it out of existence. That's what they say. We'll just tax it out of existence.
Where do you think we first, like smoking?
Yeah. Well, smoking. Yeah. You know.
Tobacco.
You know, I don't know if I know anybody that smokes cigarettes now. Simply because you can't really smoke anywhere. And like in Las Vegas, a pack of cigarettes in Las Vegas is $10.
Wow.
A pack. You got to really want that cigarette. A carton of cigarettes is like $120, $130. It's very expensive to smoke, at least on the strip anyway. But they did that with smoking. But at the very least, that's sort of a... Are you old enough to remember when you'd hear the old smoking cigarette commercials where 9 out of 10 doctors smoke Marlboro because it has all of the vitamin C and makes you feel really good and makes your hair grow nice and lustrous? Do you remember those?
No, I do not.
Okay, well, that used to happen. They used to really say more doctors smoke Kent cigarettes than any other brand out there. So, at least they reverse that field. Yeah, things have really changed. Now, before we go, tell everybody where they find you before we go to this break.
My written articles are at slowfacts.wordpress.com. I co-host the Polite Society podcast, and the articles also go up at Clash Daily and Amaland.
In addition to all the other stuff that he does here, which sometimes it's sort of symbiotic. I enjoy that part of it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin. Armory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Rob Morse, and writer, podcaster, paddler. I don't guess you have. You haven't had a chance to take a training class yet this year, have you?
Not yet. Oh, wait. Yes, I did. I got to go to the Atlanta area and practice with the Hills, Brian and Shelley Hill. That was the class that basically started with, okay, somebody swings for your head. Just like the jiu-jitsu class that basically right. start with somebody mounting you from behind. You have to fight your way out.
Right.
Usually you and I, if we see it coming, never happens. You know, we just run away. But, okay, now you've got your hands around your head trying to keep from getting knocked out. And now how do you close with, turn, push away, run away? Yep, already this year. And yourself?
No, you're one up on me. I mean, I did go and train, and I know how now to catch a ricochet with
That's
my
right.
face. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know how to do that.
I only think I've been to the range once this year. So you're ahead of me there.
Well,
you had a number of relatively short slide, long grip firearms you were going to test. I saw you did a video on them. Have you been carrying them? Any more, living with them experience?
The thing about them is that, really with a concealed carry gun, it just comes down to I think, preference.
Okay.
I do think that the Glock 45, I think the Glock 45, which is the Glock variant of the short slide full-size grip, is going to be more picked up as a duty gun.
Hmm.
Because, I mean, like I have the optics ready, Gen 5 Glock 19, with a, mm-hmm. with a what's on it? It's a Holosun 407.
That ought to be sweet.
Very small. Very easy to carry, and I don't know how many people will dislodge that for the sake of two rounds, but at the same time, I just, for me, it comes down to how the gun feels in my hand. Those extra two rounds, that longer magazine, that more to the grip, just makes it feel like it's more balanced in my hand.
You know, I was playing with my old 1911, was going to show it to somebody today.
Yeah.
And that gun, relative to the weight of the ammunition, is fairly heavy. It's harder to tell how many rounds are in the firearm
yep.
based on its weight compared to the Glock, where, you know, the magic plastic and you drop the mag or empty the mag and you go, well, yeah, I really feel the difference. I think that might be part of what you're feeling.
Yeah. But I'm talking about like when I'm carrying it, when I present it, when I stick it out there, and it's across the board. Like the single action hammer fired STI stack staccato P
mm-hmm.
feels better to me than a double stack with a full length slide would be because it's lighter on the front end.
Right.
So sticking it out there and acquiring that sight setup is a little, it seems like it's a smidge, a scintilla quicker. And I got two more rounds before I have to go reload. Which,
right.
you know, that could be sort of, the valuable thing that I learned with this Ricochet, which I make a lot of fun of the Ricochet thing, but I mean, you know, most people, I think, if they caught a bullet fragment on their face and it left a little wound channel on the side of their face, I think most people would just quit shooting. And during that, I mean, I had a 17-round mag. It was the Glock 45 I was shooting. And first two rounds, the second round bounced back and hit me in the face. And I just kept on. I ducked and I came back up and I finished the magazine.
Right.
And I think.
Stayed in the fight. Good practice.
Yeah, stayed in the fight. Good practice. And, I mean, we're going to play the way we practice. That was the thing I loved the most about the fighting pistol class, because in Camden, Tennessee, if you've never been to a tactical response class, if one of the things you like to do at a pistol class is shoot your pistol a lot, well, listen, you'll get to shoot your pistol a lot.
Have we got a deal for you?
At tactical response, you're going to get to shoot. I mean, they'll let you get up there on the line and stay on the line if you want to do it. And the constant practice and everything, I love that. And just, you know, they do things there to try to put you in stress and everything. And
right.
I wonder how they, I need to call Jaeger and say, you know, I caught a round in the face the other day.
He'll mail you a Band-Aid if you're not careful, Bill.
Then they'll be like, but you didn't call me. Well, I shot it too, though. Oh. And then I'll get a lecture about shooting steel too close.
Training so that you will fight the way you train. I had a self-defense gun story this week. It doesn't say how old the lady was. She's in Chicago, early March, coming out of her house. A thug meets her at the sidewalk. It's at night. So, and immediately I'm thinking winter coat, gloves. You've seen people, you know, it looks like the streets of Moscow, right? And this lady fought through it. I think she was purse carrying. She might have presented from her pocket. It doesn't say. But I'm just going, here's somebody who was squared away. You and I look, I'm now purely a Southerner. I don't train in gloves. I own a heavy coat for when I have to visit places, but Wow. Here's a lady who wasn't going to be a victim and fought through all that stuff. Didn't give up. I like that.
That's the name of the game. I mean, when you're training, I think a lot of people, if you're training and just going through the motion, just stop. You're wasting ammo. You're wasting your time. You got to sort of get your head into this. You got to, you know, you got to be thinking, I'm in a gunfight. When they say fight, you got to be reacting the way they, you know, the way they expect you to, which is.
Isn't that kind of the weakness of the square range?
Yeah.
Don't draw. Don't shoot any more than once every 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I don't.
I'm not very much. I don't like indoor ranges.
Right.
I don't like ranges where they have barriers on either side of me. Is that what you're referring to as a square range?
That entire setup is called a square range. Now, let me offer you another point of view.
Sure.
I was at a square range. We got the entire bay, and we ran 3 stages of IDPA in it. You know, one to the left, one to the center, one to the right. You'd have to take turns because there was not a barrier, but you'd run 3 stages, then go tape and reset up and repeat. And the fun part was we could turn the lights off on one side, so we got cheap low light training, even though, you know, you'd come out and have lunch.
Yeah. So I guess the next class we need to take is a low light class with optics.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah. I don't know.
Is that another Steve Fisher?
Well, it'd probably be an RDS, but he does low light and he does RDS. I don't know if he does low light with RDS. I'll have to look.
If that's on the gun, I bet he'll say, shoot what you brought.
Yeah, I'm sure he would, yeah. I am sure he would. Anyway. Before we run out of time, you can catch Rob at Slowfax WordPress blog. The audio word, of course, you can catch that on Self Defense Gun Stories or Polite Society podcast. Wherever fine podcasts are held, you know, Stitcher, iTunes, Radio, Stitcher Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, all those places. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
My pleasure, Bill. Thank you.
Coming up next is going to be the weekly recap from The Truth About Guns with Dan Zimmerman. So everybody stay tuned for that. We will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.